Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend for boxing fans.
It's September 14th, and the world has stopped for the one event. Mayweather versus Canelo.
That is just some of the hype surrounding tomorrow's Las Vegas match between boxing champion Floyd Money Mayweather and Saul Canelo Alvarez of Mexico. They're both undefeated and confident. Here's Mayweather talking about the matchup.
The earth is my turf. You can put me in any ring, and I will always come out victorious.
Well, joining us now to talk about this from Las Vegas is Ron Borges, columnist for the Boston Herald, who's been covering boxing for 40 years. Ron, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing well, and I'm sure that everyone there is very excited about this fight tomorrow night. But let's talk about the money first. Mayweather is going to get $41 million just for showing up?
That's right. All they have to do is ring the first bell, and he's earned himself $41.5 million. And if the fight does, you know, anywhere near record pay-per-view sales, he could double that money.
And what about Canelo? How much does he make?
He's guaranteed $12 million.
Now, as we said, you've been covering boxing for a long time. This fight is being promoted as the greatest fight of all time. Is that just hype or is that for real?
That's a little bit of hype. You know, if you've been around a long time, you sort of laugh, chuckle at that. The Showtime executives and CBS, everyone is saying that. And I said to one of them a couple days ago, hey, did you ever hear of Ali Frazier won? The president watched. Got kind of quiet in the room.
Well, why is it that boxing, unlike a lot of other sports, is something that people are willing to pay a lot of money to watch on pay-per-view?
You know, they've done a pretty good job of sort of isolating the biggest shows on pay-per-view for a long time now, and it's become sort of, you know, accepted and institutionalized, and it's really the only way to get it. You know, back in the day, a lot of people would go to theaters to watch Ali and other great fighters, Sugar Ray Leonard, on closed circuit. And then once the vehicle of pay-per-view came around, it was a much easier way to transmit the signal, and it had less problems, and they made more money. So it came out of theaters and went into your home. For this particular fight, it's not only in your home, it's also in theaters. That's how big that they hope the fight is going to be.
Now, one of the controversies surrounding this fight is the catch weight. In order to compete, Canelo had to lose a significant amount of weight, right?
Yeah, he's the 154-pound champion, and originally Mayweather said, well, if you want to fight me, I'm a welterweight. I'm the welterweight champion, so you got to come down to 47, which would have been impossible. So ultimately, they settled on 152 pounds, which may not sound like that much, 2 pounds difference for a 23-year-old guy. But when you're basically a 154-pound guy who really fights more like at about 168 pounds by the time, because you weigh in the day before the fight, and then you can weigh whatever when you get in the ring, it's a significant weight loss and something that Mayweather's been using sort of as psychological warfare against Canelo.
Well, what is the secret to Floyd Mayweather? He has been going strong now for 17 years.
Yeah, well, he's a supremely talented boxer, well-trained from the time he was a young boy, a defensive master at a time when there aren't very many people who understand the scientific side of boxing and the I call the ballet of boxing. So he's very, very difficult to hit. His timing is incredible. And his intelligence in the ring and his ability to control his emotions and his mind are are really legendary. If you talk to people that have fought him, they say, you know, I switched up and tried something else, and he immediately countered and knew what to do. And that's an unusual thing to see. And he also has never made the mistake of getting out of shape. He's always in shape, so he's never battling his body and making his body suffer. And I think that's really extended his career.
Well, Ron, who do you think is going to win?
I like Mayweather. I think that Alvarez is a little too young and inexperienced, and he's never really been in with anybody like Mayweather. You know, Mayweather during the week said if he fought Floyd Mayweather 42 times, he'd be 0-42 instead of 42-0, and I think that he's going to be 42-1 by the end of the night on Saturday.
Ron Borges is a columnist at the Boston Herald joining us from Las Vegas. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.